Scary numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, happy Halloween, happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Americans are spending less. Might not surprise you with the credit and mortgage crunches and everything else going on in the global financial news, but the Commerce Department's just released report showed consumer spending shrank by 0.3% in September. Those numbers were flat the 2 months before. Incomes, by the way, were up ever so slightly in September, about 0.2%. That's a drop from August, though. Think about being upside down. Blood rushes to your head. You get dizzy. It's not a Halloween joke. It can be very uncomfortable. So when the term upside down is used to describe mortgages, you get the idea that people aren't celebrating. A new report out today says nearly 20%, that is 1 in 5, mortgage borrowers in this country owe more than their home is worth. They are upside down. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
In the third quarter of this year, more than 7 million properties were worth less than the mortgages owed on them. That's according to First American CoreLogic. First American says about 2 million more houses will be added to that list if home prices fall another 5%. More than half of these upside-down loans are in 6 states. Nevada had the highest share, followed by Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. First American's chief economist says the problem is worst in outer suburbs, where lots of new homes were added during the housing bubble. Buyers put down small down payments. In some cases, there was no down payment at all. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Things just didn't gel overseas as markets fell in Asia. They're down in Europe, too. In Japan, the Nikkei took a 5% hit, and that's on top of the news that the Bank of Japan cut interest rates there. Apparently not enough for some investors. The Hang Seng and Chinese index were both down as well. We'll see how American markets fare later this morning on the last day of the month from heck. Yeah, the good news, the Dow jumped nearly 200 points yesterday, and the NASDAQ and S&P had healthy gains as well, but it has been a harrowing up and down ride the past 30 days, much like other Octobers of note. 1929, 1987. The British banking giant Barclays has gone shopping for some money. Sounds odd, doesn't it? The company is trying to avoid bailout pounds from the British government, which could have strings attached. Instead, it has its sights on the Middle East, including rich businessmen in Qatar and Abu Dhabi, to raise more than 7 billion pounds, or about 12 billion U.S. dollars. We've talked a lot about the bailout of the global banking system. Governments around the world have been propping up their banks with cash, and that money is coming from the sale of government bonds. As Megan Williams reports, investors are increasingly betting that some European governments will have a tough time paying the money back.
When investors buy debt, they often buy insurance. It offers protection if the debt can't be repaid. The insurance is called a credit default swap, and we've seen it used on debt issued by banks. But now, with all the billions European governments are shelling out to bail out banks, investors are buying insurance against countries defaulting. We're not just talking emerging markets in Eastern Europe, but G7 members. The price for credit default swaps on European government debt has doubled this month alone. Europe's heading into a recession, with consumer spending way down. A country like Italy already has a debt bigger than its GDP, and it hasn't even begun to bail out banks. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Your bank may need financial help, your company may lay you off, but take solace in this. Your prescription is getting cheaper. Pharmacy chain CVS says it'll charge less than $10 for 3 months' supplies of hundreds of prescription drugs. They want all that extra cash in the stores to go toward everything else it sells.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
So, what are your plans for this Halloween night? If you're off to a nightclub, think about those musicians on stage. With all the guitar picking and all the singing, they probably haven't quit their day jobs. From Seattle, Joshua McNichols takes a look at what some of those musicians really do for a living.
By night, Jesse Fortino performs indie music under the name Tiny Vipers. By day, she slops beans at Bimbo's Bitchin' Burritos.
I don't really think about it. I just kind of do it like a robot.
Sometimes, Jesse compares herself to her more conventionally successful friends.
They have, like, real jobs and, like, are married and they're adults. And I'm just like, I work at a fast food restaurant and I'm not educated and it would be hard for me to escape this anyways. So the fact that I can do anything at all with music is a miracle. I feel super fulfilled. I dig my way
down. In a nearby suburb, Dawood Rama came from a family of musicians. He shocked his parents when he said he wanted to be a dentist.
I was a rebel. I saw dentistry as a challenge. I saw science as a challenge. And coming from like an underserved background, just hearing what you can't do, and I could be fueled by that at times.
But he couldn't get music out of his head. His patients called him the singing dentist. Now he performs soul music as Wuda. He's looking for his big break so he can leave dentistry behind. Nearby, a King County Metro bus sits idling at a bus stop. Bus driver Steve Smith pulls out his spare set of drumsticks and plays a rockabilly beat right there on the steering wheel.
And then train beat.
Smith plays drums for the country western band Canute Bell and the Blue Collars. He says drummers and bus drivers both need humility, and humility is one of the main messages in country western music.
I think it's a pride of doing a simple job well. I mean, it's not always about climbing the ladder and making more money or something like that. It's about being content.
These musicians have a little secret. Sometimes the key to happiness is just having a little music in your head. In Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols for Marketplace.
Pour me another, then pour me away.
Bimbos. We continue our coverage of the fallout from America's financial crisis at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Happy Halloween, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.